you're a Steelers fan, the thing that would concern me just watching this first half, you're in the postseason. You're getting dominated. I don't see any fight. I don't see any pushback. It's one thing to lose XOs against a really talented offense, but where the hell is the fight? Mm. This is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
There's nothing. They're just going through the motion.
That was Kirk Herbstreit on Amazon the last time the Steelers were on the field in a playoff game. Almost 365 days later, and much has changed. George Pickens was the number one receiver on that Steelers team. Russell Wilson was handing the ball off to Najee Harris. There was no Jalen Ramsey. There was no Derek Harmon. No Rodgers. No Kenneth Gainwell. No DK Metcalf. So the Steelers, yes, finished 10-7. Just like last year, but not all 10-7s are created equally. And I think the Steelers have a chance to win their first playoff game since 2017. Harry, do you want to venture a guess on how many days it's been since the Steelers' last playoff victory? You're not going to get it right on
but
in the ballpark.
Okay, so 3 years is about 700 days-ish.
Okay.
So it is 714,
that's not right.
Let's say
2 years would be.
Hold on. Just relax.
I'm helping you with the math.
No,
two
don't
years
do math.
Be
I don't need your math help. You asked me a question. I'm doing quick calculations.
Yeah, you did it badly.
2,300 days.
No, the Steelers haven't won a playoff game in 3,284 days. 3,284 days. Since we've been able to sing the Here We Go song following a game, and we've been able to listen to Renegade in the wee hours of the morning as we down some icy light. What do we remember about that game? That was Steelers 18, Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes 16. Alex Smith, the quarterback for Kansas City that day. Big Ben went 20-31 for 224 yards and a pick. Le'Veon Bell put the Steelers on his back, 30 carries, a buck 70, and of course, the Wizard of Oz kicked six field goals. It's been 3,284 days. I am a father of two. My eldest is 6 years old. She was not alive. We had no idea what COVID was at that point. The world has changed dramatically since the last time the Steelers have won a playoff game. It's been that long, and after the Bears win this weekend, only six teams have a longer playoff drought than your Pittsburgh Steelers. The Broncos haven't won a playoff game since the 2015 season. That's when they won the Super Bowl with the no-fly zone. The Panthers were the Super Bowl runner-up that year. They haven't won a playoff game since then. They gave the Rams all they could handle this weekend, but they took the L. The Cardinals haven't won one since 2015. The Jets in 2010, the Raiders in 2002, and the Dolphins in the year 2000. That's the company the Steelers are keeping. Broncos, Panthers, Cardinals, Jets, Raiders, Dolphins. Simple question, folks, and we've got open phones all morning long at 412-928-9370. We usually wait until 7 o'clock for our vibe check, but I'll ask you right now, do you think the Steelers win the game? Do they break the playoff drought? 412-928-9370. That's the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. When you call in, if you want to give me some advice for staying warm tonight, I'd love it. A lot of people think the leggings idea is good. Just saying. 412-928-9370. Do you think the Steelers break the playoff win drought? I do not. I think they're in as good a spot as they've been in this stretch. I think it's like 51-49 that I'm leaning towards the Houston Texans in this one. I think it'll be 16-13. With Houston coming out on top, but there's a fine line between drinking wine and squashing grapes. If my aunt had male parts, she would be my uncle, to quote Mike Tomlin. If the game comes down to the wire, it's anybody's game, and you'd have to like the Steelers' chances at Acrisure Stadium with their field goal kicker, with their four-time MVP Hall of Fame quarterback. So there are reasons for optimism. Last year when the Steelers lost to the Ravens, and Kirk Herbstreit was saying on national streaming television that they quit, they gave up 299 rushing yards. The final score was 28-14. It was never that close. In each of these games that the Steelers have lost in their six-game playoff losing streak, they have been down by at least 21 points in all of them. I don't think that's going to be the case tonight. I think this one's going to be touch and go from the start. I think it's going to be a punt fest. I think there's going to be negative plays for both offenses. I think both offenses are going to have a tough time running the football. I think it's going to be a rock fight. It's going to be ugly. And you have to like Mike Tomlin's chances in a rock fight. But the reason I will not pick the Steelers to win this game is because in sports, past so often is prologue. And I can't in good conscience, even with all the things that I do think the Steelers have going for them, pick them to win this game because of the last six. And I think that's only fair. How can I trust Mike Tomlin to win a playoff game? Two simple words give you more faith than you've had in years. Aaron Rodgers. Rogue Rodgers. But Houston's defense is probably the best in the NFL. With a nod to the Seattle Seahawks, and with a nod, especially at home, to the Denver Broncos. The Steelers have their hands full against a defense that has blitzed less than any team in the league since week 14 and still gets the quarterback on the ground. Another stat that worries me, their pass rush is elite, as is the Steelers, but Houston, even though their offensive line is mediocre, hasn't given up a sack in the last 3 weeks. So their offensive line is turning the corner. We say that about the Steelers' O-line, and I think fairly so. Well, we got to be fair. Houston, if you talk to any of their fans, they'd probably be saying the same thing about their line. I think the Steelers' offense is better than the Texans, but the Texans' defense is better than the Steelers' defense. That all leads to 16-13. Could go either way, but I'll pick the team whose head coach has won a playoff game in each of the last two seasons. We're talking ball all morning long. We'll get into some of the weekend's games. If the Steelers do win, they head to Foxborough, where good things always seem to happen. Do you think they'll win? Do you think that there will be a date with the New England Patriots next Sunday? And if you've got confidence in the Steelers to win their first playoff game in 3,284 days, why do you feel that way? 412-928-9370. We'll start with Dante in Moon Township first up. Good morning, Dante.
Good morning. How we doing?
I'm fired up, man.
So am I. I think the Steelers are going to pull it out tonight. You know, we got the Monday night win streak at 23. We got A-Rod, experience. He's been there before. I think we're going to pull it out tonight.
Rodgers' experience is absolutely an X factor, as is the return of DK Metcalf. And we'll get into some of the statistics. Houston against true, legitimate number one wide receivers this season. And for as good as their defense is, you would be shocked at some of the numbers numero uno wide receivers, NBC Universo Callis, have put up against them. The Monday night winning streak. Mike Tomlin being 22-3 on Monday Night Football. Mike Tomlin being 12-0 at home on Monday Night Football. The Steelers being 23-0 since 1991 on Monday Night Football. All reasons why I don't think this game will get away from Pittsburgh the way each of the last six games have. But again, in good conscience, I can't pick them. You know, we've got a text already at 412-928-9370 saying, Crowley, quit being wishy-washy. I'm not being wishy-washy. I don't think the Steelers will win the game. But I do think it'll be tight. Fourth quarter statistics, you're not going to like them. The Texans have the best fourth quarter point differential in the NFL. Plus 78. The Steelers have given up 174 yards in the fourth quarter. That's the most of any playoff team in history. So if it's close, which team owns the fourth quarter is going to win the game? And that was the story of this weekend, wasn't it? Up until the Philadelphia Eagles game, the team that had been trailing, the three teams that had been trailing at the two-minute warning had actually won the game. And it almost happened in 49ers-Eagles. The only game where the underdog didn't cover was last night's game between the Patriots and the Chargers. And my God, the Chargers couldn't get anything going offensively. Let's go to Atkins in Hamburg. Hi, Atkins.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Oh, we're great.
Hey, I just got this one thing to say, and I hope it happens. I don't have the power. I think you guys kind of can get an email or a phone call through to Mr. Rooney. You know, it all goes back to when they said that he went into the locker room right before that Ireland game and was crying about how much this means to the family and the Steelers. He needs to do the same damn thing tonight with the same spunk, saying how much this playoff game, how we didn't win a playoff game in 10 years, and come down there with the same tears and the same attitude to say, we need to win this game for the family, the Steelers organization, and the fans, and the coach, who everybody wants to fire for not winning a playoff game in 10 years. He needs to go down there with the same spunk, with the same tears, and let it be known that we need to win this damn game tonight. You guys have a good morning.
You too. I appreciate the call. If you have to do that, you've already lost. Rodgers probably wants to win this game more than any game in his career, save the Super Bowl, because of the narratives about him in the postseason. T.J. Watt, same deal. Cam Hayward, same deal. Mike Tomlin, same deal. But I do understand your sentiment. Steelers haven't won a playoff game in 3,284 days. Does the streak end tonight? I don't think so, but I want to hear your reasons for optimism if you believe they'll get it done. 412-928-9370. John in Wexford, among others, joining us coming up next. You can also text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Check us out on X, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Rogue Rodgers does have his best buddy coming back, and his bud has done some nice things in the postseason. And Houston, defensively against number one wide receivers, give you some stats that might give you a little bit more hope when we return. Fan Morning Show Twitter polls brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. The Steelers haven't won a playoff game in 3,284 days. Do they break the streak tonight? You can vote at _ Adam Crowley. A texter writes in, the Texans are fool's gold. Their 9-game winning streak, they haven't played anybody. I think the Texans are good. I do think it's fair to point out their strength of schedule, but all kind of stats cut both ways. Yes, the Texans have beat up on a lot of bad teams the last 9 weeks. They also beat the Chiefs when the Chiefs were still the Chiefs on the road at Arrowhead by like 1,000 points. Not to mention, if you want to talk about soft schedules, the Steelers went 1-5 against playoff teams this year. Their only win against the Patriots, ironically, the team that they would face in the divisional round in Foxborough, should they win this game. Do you think they can win? 412-928-9370. I think the answer to that should be yes. Do you think they will? 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls in a second. It is massive, obviously, that the Steelers are getting DK Metcalf back for this one. DK Metcalf has been real good in the postseason. He's played 4 games, averages 113 yards a game, 5 touchdowns in those 4 games. Meanwhile, if you do look at that 9-game winning streak by the Texans, they only played an elite-ish number one wide receiver one time. And that was Alec Pierce for the Indianapolis Colts. Pierce was 4 for 132 and 2 touchdowns in that game. And the other time they played Alec Pierce, who's a massive deep threat, 4 for 78 and a touchdown. I think there are some similarities between Alec Pierce and DK Metcalf. Both guys can take a top off of defense. Other elite receivers that Houston's played. Now, these guys are both better than DK Metcalf. Puka Nacua went 10 for 130. JSN, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, went 8 for 123. So against true number one guys, Derek Stingley and company have not been quite as good. So food for thought. Can the Steelers win the game? Yes. Will they? Let's go to John in Wexford. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Adam. How's your Steeler Monday so far, buddy?
Buddy, this is going to be the longest damn Monday in Pittsburgh history. I am so jacked up. I feel like the hours are going to move real slow.
That will. Once you hit noon, you'll be okay. Listen, here's the key for today.
Yeah, baby.
First 15 minutes, Adam. First 15 minutes are going to determine an awful lot. Outside of the Kansas City playoff game where they went in scoreless in the second quarter and then they got the turnover, Watt with a touchdown, and then they proceeded to get blown out. They've gotten boat raced in the first quarter of practically all these games. So the first 15 minutes are going to tell a big tale on how prepared Tomlin has them, how motivated they are, and they got to keep it close because they can't get down by double digits. They get down by double digits. This defense is too good for them to, you know, claw back in. I'm not saying it's impossible, but that's the tale.
John,
first 15 minutes.
John, couple things here. Just to add a statistic to what you're saying, the Steelers have been outscored 73-0 in the first quarter of these six games in their playoff losing streak. And here's the other thing. Are you the dentist from Wexford that I went to Ireland with?
No.
Damn it.
Absolutely not. But I can't play one on TV if you would like.
It would have been nice to talk to you again. It's nice to talk to you anyway, John. Appreciate the call. I think you're dead ass right, by the way. 412-928-9370. If the Steelers get down to this team, the way they have the last six playoff games, the way they did the last 2 weeks, they're done. I know that they're not going to stop believing because they've got Aaron Rodgers, and maybe you watching at home or at the stadium tonight, you're going to keep on keeping on believing because you got rogue Rodgers. But if you fall behind this pass rush by a couple scores early, it's going to take your run game out of it. It's going to make you one-dimensional. And Danielle Hunter is going to be able to tee off on you. Will Anderson's going to be able to tee off on you. So I agree wholeheartedly. The start might be the most important thing in this game. And I'm worried about it. Because, again, it's not just this playoff losing streak. It's the last two games, down 10-0 to Baltimore at home and down 10-0 to Cleveland. And we saw against Cleveland, which their defense is more comparable to Houston's than is the Ravens, Steelers couldn't get anything going. They didn't have DK Metcalf. But it wasn't pretty. KP in the car. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, sir. I remember months ago I called, and my prediction was we win a playoff game and end up playing New England in the divisional round. This was back in like August.
Yeah.
So yes, I do think we're actually going to win, and here's why. The Texans may have like a ferocious, like, you know, super talented defense, but we have the experience on both sides of the ball. You know, we got dudes on defense who are future Hall of Famers. We have dudes on offense who are smart enough to know when to make plays and how to make plays. And we also have a 20-year head coach. I just like those odds any day. You know, sometimes in playoffs, it's about the experience and not about the skill. You know, I do think that C.J. Stroud is a great quarterback, probably a future Hall of Famer if he plays right in the next couple of years. But here's the thing. He makes costly mistakes at the wrong time. I've seen a lot of football from C.J. Stroud. Even at Ohio State, there are moments where he's done costly interceptions. And I just think that in this game, we probably win about 24-21 due to a late interception or fumble by C.J. Stroud.
Well, thank you, KP. I do think the Steelers have the quarterback edge in this one. I do not agree that Stroud will be in the Hall of Fame one day. I am a fan of his. I think he's a good player. I think he's been a high-end game manager. He doesn't scare me. And as I'm looking for reasons for optimism, the last three quarterbacks they've played in the postseason have all been MVPs. Lamar last year, two-time winner. Patrick Mahomes in Ben's final game. And Josh Allen. One of these things ain't like the other, and C.J. Stroud ain't like the others. 412-928-9370. We've got people fired up on the phone lines. You can be next. When we come back, your calls on whether or not you think the Steelers will win this game. And I did some research this morning. It's always dangerous when I start researching. How did the Steelers fare against the best defenses they played this year? I've got numbers for you when we come back. Playoffs tonight, Steelers, Houston at the Ack. Underdogs this weekend, 4-1 against the spread. The Steelers, about a 3-point dog. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I do always feel like we get a blowout, at least one big-time blowout during Wild Card Weekend, and we really haven't had one. Last night's game was icky, but not a blowout. Hopefully that doesn't happen tonight, because I think if the Steelers win, they win close. I expect if Houston wins, and I think they will, they'll win close. But if one team blows out the other, I think it would be Houston that ran away from the Steelers. But the Steelers' defense has a lot to say about that. And we'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. I want to focus on the Steelers' offense in this segment, though. Houston's defense, one of the best in the NFL, if not the best. First in yards, second in points, 47 sacks. They're only giving up 93.7. Hey, rushing yards per game, one of the best marks in the NFL. So how have the Steelers fared against top 12 defenses this year? Playoff caliber defenses. They played seven great defenses. That's probably not the right way to put it, but statistically, top 12 defenses. Green Bay, New England, Buffalo, Cleveland twice, the Chargers, and Minnesota. In those games, cover your eyes. The Steelers have averaged 16.5 points per game, 260 yards per game. If you extrapolated those averages over a full 17-game season, the Steelers would have ranked 30th in points and 30th in yards. How are they going to move the ball? Now, I think 16 could be enough. Like, I think the winner probably puts up 16. It's like 16 to 13, something like that. But I'm not feeling great, even with Metcalf back, that the Steelers are going to be able to get to that 20 points mark. They just haven't played well against top flight defenses this year on average. And it was worse down the stretch. Like against Minnesota in Cleveland the first time, Steelers played pretty well offensively. But as they continued to play good defenses down the stretch, the performances got worse and worse. Buffalo, a top 12 team in yards allowed, and the Steelers had a paltry performance. Against Cleveland on the road, in the cold, in the wind, in the rain, they scored 6 points. Yes, without DK Metcalf, and that bears mentioning, but the Steelers have racked up yards and points against some of the worst defenses in the NFL. When they played teams with a pulse on that side of the ball, it hadn't been all that pretty. Another reason why I'm picking Houston, maybe the biggest reason I'm picking Houston in this game. Scott in Pottstown. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. Here's why the Steelers are going to win.
Let's hear it.
Well, this is the reason we got Aaron Rodgers, and I'm going to give the Texans defense their props and say that the Steelers do not score an offensive touchdown. However, I think it's Aaron Rodgers with the second fastest release in the NFL this year that's going to negate the Steelers or the Texans defense. I think they score either a defensive or special teams touchdown, 4 Chris Boswell field goals, and win 19-13.
Well, that's how they won their last playoff game 3,284 days ago, buddy. They had 6 Chris Boswell field goals. The running game really was the story of the day, and I appreciate the call, Scott. I do think the Steelers' defense is going to have to force a takeaway or two and set up Aaron Rodgers in the offense with a short field. The problem is C.J. Stroud only has 8 picks this year, and the Texans have only turned it over 12 times. They have, I think, the best turnover differential in the league, or at least among the best point differentials, or turnover differentials, excuse me, in the league. So, yeah, I think the Steelers' defense has a chance to really get after Stroud. I think the Steelers' defense has a chance to prove a lot of the naysayers and doubters wrong. But the one thing Houston does at an elite level offensively, because there's not much, they can't run the ball, they don't hit a ton of big plays, it's they protect the football. Dave in Trafford next up. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Crowley. How we doing?
Man, we're just slowly getting to 8 o'clock.
Did you hear this story about the field conditions down at Acushnet?
Tell me.
I guess they saw Father Maxwell with a fire hose of holy water spraying it down.
I hope that's the case, man.
Hey, it's a coin flip. I like the last guy. I'm looking for a defensive score. But I texted you in on Friday and said about how it's just a different feeling, camaraderie, team, et cetera. 24-17 Steelers.
Man, if they get to 24 points, they win the game. I have no doubt about that. What I have a doubt about is if whether or not they can get to 24 points. And actually, I got a great statistic on this. I was going to save it for next. I'll do it now. Houston is 15-0. Their last 15 games, when they score 20 or more points, they're 11-0 this year in games where they score 20 or more points. So you can't let them get to that number. Rob in West Mifflin, do you think the Steelers are going to win, Rob?
Absolutely. So do you.
I do not.
You just saying that, Crowley. I know you like a book, man. You just saying that, man.
Well, Rob, okay, you're good at this, and we've had many conversations on the phone lines through the years, and I appreciate your calls. I think there are a lot of reasons to believe the Steelers can win the game. Yeah, I might be protecting myself a little bit.
Okay, but I'm going to tell you like this.
Yep.
The aggression is going to kill them today. They're ultra-aggressive. I know you watch football, but you know Derek Stingley is one of the most penalized corners in the league?
Sure.
He's going to get toasted today, man. It's going to be some timely penalties. And C.J. Stroud ain't going to blow. He doesn't really impress me, man. I mean, I've seen his rookie season. Yeah, he did good. Last year, mediocre. This year, game manager. So I really think that their aggression is going to hurt them, for real, for real. And then, you know, when it comes down to the playoffs, man, me, basically, I look at quarterback matchups first and foremost. And, you know, right now, I take Aaron Rodgers over a lot of these guys in the AFC field.
I don't disagree with that, Rob. And the difference between this playoff game and the last three is you're facing C.J. Stroud. You've got Aaron Rodgers. You've actually got the quarterback matchup in your favor, whereas the last three, it was Lamar Jackson against the aged husk of Russell Wilson. Josh Allen, my God, against Mason Rudolph. And Patrick flipping Mahomes against Ben, whose elbow just wasn't functional.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what it comes down to me, Crow. I think it's going to be like 23-13. But I'm not just, you know, I'm not saying it because, you know, Steelers is my team. I'm being the realest first, man. Like, these guys really don't appreciate. Did you see what they did against Indianapolis? I understand they took C.J. Stroud at halftime. But the defense was still playing. Alec Pierce had 100-some yards on.
He had 132 and two touchdowns. I brought that up a little bit earlier on in the show, Robin. Thank you so much for the call. Are you going to the game tonight?
No, I'm on my way to work, man. Plus, I'm going overtime. I'm standing at 11-7, too, so I'll be there. I don't want to leave at 11 and then be in the middle of the fourth quarter and get home late, so I'll stay and do overtime. But I had some tickets to go, man. I came to somebody to go, man. I couldn't do it. I needed the overtime, man. I ain't going to lie to you, man.
Well, Rob, if the Steelers win or lose, I expect to hear from you tomorrow, but hopefully we're having a jubilant conversation, pal. You have a great day, all right?
Absolutely. You too, man.
That's the man, Rob, in West Mifflin. You could be next, 412-928-9370. I'll put it this way. If Mike Tomlin had won a playoff game at any point in the last 6 years, I think I would pick the Steelers. I like a lot of the matchup stuff in this game for Pittsburgh. I don't think Houston's going to be able to run the ball. The Steelers' defensive front's been playing really well. I think the Steelers' offensive line is up to the task against that Houston front four, which is one of the best in the NFL. The offensive line has improved leaps and bounds since we're talking about them and Broderick Jones in training camp. You've got the quarterback advantage. But the intangible is I expect Mike Tomlin to do something stupid, and I hope I'm wrong. But there's been a lot of bad Mike Tomlin moments the last 8 years. and it's hard for me, impossible, I should say, to overlook. But if you're looking for one more reason for optimism, I got it for you next, and you can give us a ring at 412-928-9370.
It feels awful, man. Winning is tough in this league, man. It's so tough. You put so much work into it. Ninth season, like you said, to win it three times just lets you know how rare it is, how much you need to appreciate it. But with that comes not getting a win in the playoffs. So we're not just here to take part, man. We want to come in here and we want to win games.
TJ Watt, after the Steelers beat the Ravens, if you're looking for more optimism, the Steelers are as healthy as they've been in a very long time entering a playoff game. Injury Report is brought to you by Shenerovich, Shenerovich & Fishman. Why pay 40% when you could pay 25%? Call 888-98-TWINS. Cam Hayward, I think, played his best football game of the season against the Baltimoreans, and I expect him to play well tonight. It's a legacy kind of game for Cam Hayward. He wants more playoff success. Well, it's time. TJ Watt, he wants more playoff success. He's never won a playoff game. We all know this. He's healthy. He was not healthy in that Ravens game last year. He was not healthy down the stretch last year. And then he didn't play in the Buffalo playoff game because he was out with an injury. So just to have those two guys healthy is huge. And I think for Watt, clearly you don't want your lung to get stabbed by a team doctor. But the rest of his body had a chance to heal up. You get the extra day of rest because you're playing on Monday. He's only played one football game in the last like 6 weeks. So you'd figure he should be feeling all right. Let's go to Josh in Butler. Good morning, Josh.
Morning. How are you, sir?
I'm excellent.
So I'm a little worried about this game just because the whole talk is how the Texans don't have a rushing game. And I remember earlier in the season, the big talk was Josh Allen was going to beat us, but the Bills ran the same play like nine times, the exact same play, and they couldn't beat it. And it
Buddy, they ran it 27 times.
27. I'm sorry. I was a little off. But still, if they can't beat that one rushing play that many times, and the talk was, oh, they can't run the ball, and they proved otherwise, that's what worries me about this game.
Well, the Bills have the best running attack in the NFL, statistically, and Cook was the leading rusher in the league. The lead back for the Houston Texans is averaging 3.6 yards per carry. I think the Steelers can stop the run without having to allocate extra guys into the box, and I think that can help them take Nico Collins, their number one wide receiver, out of the game. I'm not really worried at all about the Houston offense. It's about the Steelers against that Houston defense. 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls all morning long. Mark Caboli with us from 8 o'clock until 10. Up next, some Aaron Rodgers news broke this weekend, and I've got a question about it for you. Plus, your predictions on the game, 412-928-9370. I have the Steelers losing 16-13. Right now, it's time for fan weather, which is important for tonight, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.